Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your hosts, Randy Adams and Steve Sorensen.
Hello, Corpus Christi in South Texas. This is Randy Adams on KKTX 1360 AM. This is LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm your host, Randy Adams. My co-host is Steve Sorensen, wonderful pastor of Bridgeway Church here in Corpus Christi, one of my best friends, great mentor to me. I tell you, he's helped me so much in my life, helped me improve me as a person, make better decisions, take control of my old bad temper. And I've been working on it for years, and it's getting better and better. And guess what? I listen more. But that's what we need. We're here for you. Just like Proverbs 1:5 said, let the wise listen and add to their learning. We're here to teach you. I want to teach you how to buy, how to sell, how to be prepared, what to do properly, correctly, and biblically. We're here for you. This show is for you. I'm giving back to what I've been blessed with all my life. I'm a blessed man, and the good Lord told me I need to start giving some of it back by education. We go to school for everything in the world, but we don't go to school for buying and selling cars. Now I want to introduce my co-host, Steve Sorensen, a man of God and one of my best friends.
Well, thanks, Randy, and it's good to be here with you this morning. Sunday morning is always a good time. We're about an hour and a half out from a good service over at 3202 Rodfield Road, just a little bit south of Saratoga, and we're at Bridgeway Church. Really going to have a great time in about an hour and a half, 10:30 this morning. Randy, it's good to be with you again this morning. It's always a pleasure listening to you. I know that you're imparting wisdom in a field that most of us don't ever consider. I think that we need to spend more time at it. We need to learn what we're doing, and we need to be wise about the things that are going to cost us. Potentially the second greatest investment of our life is going to be our car.
Well, how many people are in jail because they got too high of car payment? And they're always upside down. Everybody talks about, I'm upside down, upside. Why are you upside down? You shouldn't be. Make that right decision. Make that right choice. Save the money. If you don't have a car payment, pretend you have a car payment. Put that money in the bank. Save that money where you got cash. Cash is king when you're buying a car. More cash you got, the less payment you got to make, better interest rate you get. Everything good about the cash when it comes to buying a car. But take this time to learn. We want to teach you exactly what you need to know about buying and selling cars. And have the right attitude. Make sure you're buying what you need, what will service you, you know, and take do your homework. This is a process that you don't jump up one morning and decide to go buy a car. Too many people do that. They're not prepared. This is an all-year job. Asking people how they like their car, seeing how cars are holding up. We look at cars with 200,000 miles, and for still a good car, hey, wow, this person's taking care of it, and they've got good history, and that car has good history. Know a mechanic. Make sure you get a car checked out. Don't just buy one and not check it out. You want it to last. You want it to be a good one. And know a body shop man. If you have a question about the body work, the way the lines line up on the fenders and the doors, make sure, you know, make sure it doesn't have a window leak or a windshield leak or if it's been in a wreck. If we take the wrecked cars off the market, 60% of the cars would be gone today. No, they're just worthless. Don't pay top dollar for a car that's been in an accident. I drive cars with that have accidents on them, but they're good cars, and I know how they're going to last. So take your time. Do your homework.
Randy, is it true that a lot of times we don't understand the fact that if we get a small bump fixed through an insurance company, they report that to CarMax. Is that true?
That's true. And guess what? I had a friend of mine that was at an accident. He saw an accident, and he stopped to tell his side what he had saw on the accident. And the officer took the report. He wrote down him, his phone number, his driver's license number, and the VIN off of his truck. His truck had never been in an accident, but it got called for being in an accident, and it never got hit. He had worked hard to get that off the accident report off of it, and he had to go get a police report to show that he wasn't involved in an accident. So everything that happens when you get an inspection sticker done, people write down miles. That gets reported. I had a truck the other day that a guy inverted the numbers on the inspection sticker on the miles. Well, it showed that the miles had been turned back on the truck, and it hadn't been. And so we had to work hard to get and straighten that out, but the truck wasn't worth it. It stopped it from selling because everybody was worried about the miles being turned back on the car. So, yes, everything gets reported. The Carfax, they're not 100% right. I'd say 15 to 20% time they're wrong. 15 to 20% of the time they don't get the right information down. They get the figures wrong. So don't put 100% stock in one. If you have any doubt, take it to a body shop. See if it's been an accident. Pay a little money, and they'll tell you if it's been an accident. They'll show you what to look for.
Randy, let me just kind of jump to a separate subject here just for a second. The state of Texas is going to a single placard or a single sticker system. What happens if I've got a registration that's due 5 months now after my inspection sticker is due? Do I still have to get an inspection for that and then another one at the time of that? You know?
It all falls in place, but yes, you're going to have to get inspected, and then you keep that paper. You don't get inspection sticker anymore. You keep the paper. So when you get licensed, you prove that you have had it inspected. Ah. So you keep it with you. You don't get a sticker, but you keep it with you for when you go get licensed. So don't lose that paper.
And don't be fooled into thinking you don't need an inspection sticker till the registration is due.
That's true, because they want you to have one. If you get stopped and you don't have that paper, put it in your glove compartment. If you don't have that paper, well, it's not inspected. But I think they're pretty lenient on that right now. They're waiting for all this to wash out.
That really isn't the best thing to count on, is it?
No, not really. I mean, you know, lots of times our government don't do anything right. And, and you know, and this is not a bad deal. I got stopped the other day because a truck I was driving, I just picked it up off the lot, and I was running out to the lake. And I got stopped because the headlight was out. And it was a minor fix, but I didn't know it was out. I actually checked the taillights. I didn't check the headlights. The headlights looked like they were shining. I checked the taillights, and they were working, and it was a government truck. I'd bought a truck off the government, and so I thought everything was fine. They'd keep it up to date, but it wasn't in the headline. It wasn't working, so I had to do some other stuff, and I got it fixed, and everything worked out to be the best. So it works out, but, yeah, they're checking that stuff, and that gives them a reason to stop you, too. So they're always looking for a reason to stop us and check us out, and that's another reason for them to do it. So take your time, you know, take a little time, walk around your vehicle. That was my fault. I didn't look at it.
Well, let's jump back to the old car buying business. I think that, you know, every once in a while on a Sunday afternoon, I'll see a car that'll be pulled up to the blockers in the front of one of the car lots out here. And I know that those guys are in there looking at automobiles when there's no salesman around. I personally think that's a pretty good idea, but what are your thoughts on that?
No, it's not a bad idea. When you have the time, a lot of people work, but also you don't want to be high pressured. Looks like they're going to drop the blue law soon. They're sure trying. And there's a lot of dealerships. There's a dealership in San Antonio that used to have a man on the lot sold. He sold lots of cars on Sunday. You know, they were pushing the mark a little hard there, but he finally retired. He made so much money on selling cars on Sunday that he retired. So, you know, that's not a bad idea, but also the internet will tell you a lot too. Why travel around? If you like looking at cars, yes, but I'd travel first on the internet, do all my searching there, write everything down, and then go look. And if you don't want to be high pressured, you know, tell them that. And soon they're going to be open on Sunday. Just wait. That deal's going to come through. But my lot's not going to be open on Sunday, but there'll be a lot of lots open on Sunday. But don't worry about it. Just tell the salesman, hey, I'm out here looking. I don't want to be bothered. And if you bother me, I'm going to leave, threaten to leave. And I guarantee you they'll let you look all you want then. But, of course, sales manager's watching them. He'll be on their case if they let you look too long.
Yeah. I think that's great advice. I think when you wander around, if you know what you want to buy and you're going to look at particular units, at least you can, when you go out there with a salesman around, you'll be able to walk directly to it. But
take your time. Look, if you're looking at a vehicle, take your time. People, I get irritated at people that come up and try to look at a car in 15, 20 minutes. You can't look at a car thorough in 15. I'm the only one I know in the car business that can look at a car in a matter of 3 to 5 minutes and get a pretty good idea. But I'm trained. I've worked at it. I've been in the business over 45 years. If you're going to buy a car, make sure you got 2 or 3 hours at least. Don't go in there when you got 30 minutes or got to go do something else, because all you're going to do is take a quick look, and you're not going to see the problems. You're not going to see what you need to fix. You're not going to get your time to really examine. Now, if you just want to look to get started and come back, don't worry about it. Just come back later and do it that way. But just tell them, I'm coming to look, see if I like the car, like the general appearance, if I need to keep going or what. And then take your time and come back when you've got the time.
Randy, how about reading the reviews?
You know, a lot of that stuff is whoever pays the most money. Years ago, they used to be car of the year, and it'd be the worst piece of junk. Man. But it had to be that whatever manufacturer is paying the most money. The car of the year, these magazines, I guarantee they make the money on manufacturers advertising with them. Whoever advertises the most or pays them the most money to give themselves cars of the year. You know, there's probably a way, and it's going on a lot on the internet. You can check the internet for the problems. Also, you can check the internet about fixing things. What man makes breaks. So be prepared to work on the car, because there's always maintenance and there's always something breaking on the car. There's some cars that last better and are proven a little better, but there's always something that can go wrong with the car. So be prepared to spend the money. A friend of mine went on the internet and found out a way on Highland how to fix the air conditioner, Highlanders, Toyota Highlander, and he found out on the internet, and he followed the process, and it was a $1,800 part he fixed in a matter of about an hour, and it was all on the internet. So the internet shows this way of fixing cars if you're a little handy or if you want to learn. So yes, take your time. There's some opportunities on the internet that you can search and learn more about a car. It's amazing what we can learn today on viewing on YouTube and other things. And we found out through the internet, I bought a motorhome and the power plant wasn't working. And we found the process, all that we needed to know on the internet. We printed it off, went through the process, fixed the motorhome.
You're quite a proponent of online shopping, and I have to tell you that it would seem to me that the car dealers, new and used, would put their best cars or their best prices on the cars on the internet, because they've got to be competitive with everybody else.
It's got that way in the world. It sure has. But you've got to print it off, because it's illegal for them to quote a price and then go up on it. So don't let them go up. Quote it off of the internet. Print it off the internet. Take it with you if they've got an outstanding price. But also, if it's too good to be true, it might be. A friend of mine found on the internet a 4Runner a couple of months ago, and he had to have that 4Runner, and he couldn't believe my 4Runner was $5,000 more than that one that he could buy. I said, something's wrong with it, and there was. It's salvage title. They hate the car. There's a lot of issues, but he bought it super cheap. Now he wants me to sell it. I told him, I said, that car's too hard to sell. It's been hit too hard. There's too many problems with it. I don't want to fool with it. He's upset with me, but I told him, I said, you know, I told you there was something wrong with it, because if that car was the way it was supposed to be, that dealer could have taken it to the auction and sold it with no problem at all and made money.
Randy, run us, if you would, through a good road test. Tell us, when we get in it and we find the unit that we want and the everything seems to check out, we've had somebody kind of take a look at it, get in the front seat for us and take us down the road with a road test and tell us what you look for.
Well, when I get in one to drive one, I just make sure I look at the gauges, see if there's any gauges on that need to be worked on. Then I also feel the steering wheel if there's any slop in the steering, and check the shifter. A lot of people don't realize there's problems with shifters, but we fixed a lot of shifters recently. And then I drive the car down, and I do not hot rod it. I do not race it up too high, but I do run it up to highway speeds, usually 70 miles an hour. And I listen for the rear end, and I make sure the transmission shifts good, and I make sure the brakes feel good and stop. It's just basics. What would you drive every day? I don't try to abuse anybody's cars. I don't hot rod them. I used to sell to a guy that I finally wanted to call the police on him because he would dog that car down the road so hard, so fast. He was out of San Antonio, and he would come up to buy. He bought a lot of cars from me. But we were scared he was going to blow one up because he put his foot in it and kept it down all the way down for about half a mile. And we would say one day he's going to blow it up and have to buy it. But, you know, fortunate he never did do that. But, man, he was rough on the car. He wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to blow up going back to San Antonio, I guess. But, no, just drive the car, make some turns feel like, make sure there's no noises in the front end, no noises in the rear end, and just make sure it stops good. You know, you don't need to abuse it. Just make sure everything. Now, I look at tailpipes a lot. When the car's parked, I look at the tailpipe, see if it's oily or white or what color it is. Also, blow-by is the passing of oil consumption past your rings. And if you take your time and look, you can see if it's got any blow-by. A lot of diesels have blow-by because of the high compression on it. But just look under the hood and see what it looks like. I look and undersee if the fenders line up, if it looks like they've been off. You can tell by the bolts if the paint's missing in some spots, if the front end has been off. I just look underneath and just general appearances. Lots of times you can study one hard, and still miss a little something. So if you miss a little something, don't feel bad about it. Just take your time. Take your time and look at it because this is something you're going to have to live with. Take your time on what you're buying. Make sure that you've looked and made yourself happy from what you're seeing. Make sure you feel like you've checked it out as well as you can. Don't leave any stones unturned. Make sure that you're doing the right thing every opportunity that you're looking at a car. And if you're uncomfortable, these boots are made for walking. Walk away.
Now, we know, Randy, that we bumped back and forth between used cars and new cars and new cars and used cars. But, you know, you find that car with the looking for the lift kit, the extra spoiler, the big rails along the side if it's a pickup or something. And all of these dealers are adding these things, and they add up in price pretty significantly. Is it likely that you could buy a more basic automobile and have these accessories put on later at a much less price?
For a long time, I bought Suburbans and put aftermarket leather in. The aftermarket leather, you can two-tone it, and you can put a different color stripe. It makes the leather look new, and I would buy my wife's Suburbans $3,000 to $4,000 cheaper. It cost me $1,200 to put aftermarket leather in it. It looked great. I'd two-tone it. I'd really make it look sharp, and she wants leather. That's one option. She don't care about much, but she likes leather. So I'd put leather in it. We'd drive the car for about 6 months and get close to our money back, and it's because one of the reasons I could buy it $3,000 or $4,000 cheaper because it was cloth. But yes, you can do that same thing. There's leather places around. San Antonio has three of them. And I imagine Corpus has some. I've never really investigated it to see. But no, you can change it up. You can buy your own spoiler if you don't take it to the body shop and have them paint it. But no, you can dress that car up. There's a lot of people can take a plain car and make it look great with a little extra money and a little extra time.
So a $25,000 car can very easily become a $30,000 car if you let them nickel and dime you.
Oh, yes, you sure can. You're listening to Randy Adams at LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com with special guest host Steve Sorensen. We want to thank KKTX here in Corpus Christi. That's 1360 AM. They're doing a great job with us. They let us on air. We love you listeners. Call the station. Tell them you love our station. You love our show. That help us out there. We love to go on live. You never know. We get enough requests. We may go live. But Corpus Christi is a great area, a wonderful area. I've loved it. I've been down here all my life, in and out. I come down here for vacation time. I love the coast. I love the people down here. They're great people down here. I've sold cars down here for years and years. Used to buy a lot of cars out of this town, but I don't spend the time down here. We're still doing business with oil field people. If you own a company of any kind, we need cargo vans. We need pickups. I buy from H&P. I bought from Halliburton. I buy from a lot of big companies. So no matter what you've got, a one unit or you've got 40 units, we're interested in buying. In fact, H&P asked me to go to Tulsa to look at 100 units, and there's a possibility we're going to run up there and look at 100 trucks. But if you, especially cargo vans and 15-passenger vans, give us a call, 830-625-7159. Steve, we got a great audience. We've already had some emails and some calls to the station. We just want to welcome to give us a call and also to call you or go by your church.
Oh, I'd love to have you come by and visit. We're at 3202 Rodfield Road, Bridgeway Church. That's the one that's right behind the LED sign, just south of Saratoga on Rodfield. I think that you'll enjoy yourself. We've got a great group of people out there, and they love each other. We're on Church Row out there. There's about, 400 churches in about 30 feet. But anyway, we're the ones in the middle, and we'd love to have you come by. The phone number out there, if you need more information, is 361-906-2201. My personal email is steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. If you want to go online, please find us at Bridgeway Church of Corpus Christi. Look at our website. Find us on Facebook. We'd love to communicate with you. If you've got any questions about your faith in God and you want to convert that over and just send us an email, we'd be happy to answer them for you. And we'll handle it from the spiritual side, like Randy's handling this from the car side.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. And I tell you what, we love Corpus Christi, and this is getting to be vacation time. I know that we've bought a lot of campers and motorhomes lately, and I don't know. We advertise on our San Antonio KTSA station, 550 AM. And like I say, we have a Sunday show live. You can call us then 3 to 4 o'clock that Sunday afternoon. But we advertise for Evergreen RV, and it's a motorhome place that I do business with. They've got a real neat 46-point inspection for $199. And I know it's in New Brunswick, but I mean, I don't know if it would work, how it would work out of Corpus Christi, but I tell you what, they saved me a lot of money. I had some people trying to sell me a motorhome the other day, and I sent it over there for that $199 inspection, and they found about $20,000 worth of problems on that motorhome. I did not buy the motorhome because I didn't want to go to work on it. But you know what? You need second opinions on trailers and motorhomes. And maybe we'll work with a process with somebody here in Corpus Christi that wants to inspect motorhomes and campers. We can advertise for you. If you're one of those listeners out there and you've got a camper or motorhome place and you do inspections and you'd like to advertise with us, give us a call at 830-625-7159. I've bought lots of campers, a lot of motorhomes. I still buy them. I'll make an offer on yours, but you need to call me at my office, because it's hard to give a description on a motorhome. You can follow through that process, and we'll give you a call. Be glad to, and make an offer on it. We buy all kinds of stuff, dump trucks, big trucks. I need some big Peterbilt trucks for a bunch of people. We send stuff to Mexico. We send trucks to Canada. We need box trucks, like I say, cargo vans. We need all kinds of stuff. So no matter what you've got, we buy stuff that doesn't run. We bad transmission, bad engine. Bought a 13 Lexus the other day that was hitting the front. Bought a 14 Cadillac with 800 miles that had been hit. So we'll buy any and everything that you've got for sale. A lot of people sell us the late model wrecks because, number one, they don't want to wait on the body shop. Number two, they worry how the work going to turn out. Number three, they don't want to fool with a bad Carfax title. Number four, they want to get rid of diminished value, and they can get in a new car and go on, not have to worry about it. We buy a lot of Lincolns, Cadillacs, and Lexus Suburbans, Escalades that away. So if you've got a wrecked car and you want to settle with your insurance company, we're an option that you can have. We'll make you an offer on that wrecked car. You can take your insurance money, get diminished value, get you a new car, not wait on it, not worry about it, and go on. So that's an option that you can have. That's an opportunity that you can have to get rid of the problem or the headache that you've got. And I thank you, Corpus, because we're buying some cars in this area and we're selling some cars. We've got a great listening audience that's starting to build here. We want to help to teach you to go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and an easy process of describing your car will make you an offer. Or if you're buying a car, follow our process. It'll teach you how to buy a car, how to get your credit rating. You can go to yearlyrecreditreport.com and get your credit union. There's some places online that you can get borrow money if you don't have a place locally. If you've got good credit, you can go to CUNA.com for consumer information. If you got excellent credit, you can go to eLoan.com or CapitalOneAutoLoan.com. If you've got good credit, you can go to CarLoanCenter.com or HarborCredit.com. And if you got bad credit, you can go to AutoFinder.com. There's some lots of places out there that you can find money, and we want to make sure that you go get your credit rating and find out what your score is, and that's AnnualCreditReport.com. And they'll give you what you qualify for, and then go to your credit union, your bank, and there's a lot of good ones down here. They're willing to loan you money. Find out what you qualify for, what it's going to be a month, what your interest rate's going to be, what it's going to cost you, so you can budget out what you can afford. Two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. It's just transportation. Buy what you can afford. Save your money. If you got a lot of money down or you got cash for a car, you can afford whatever you want to buy, and that just weigh that all up. Pride will cost you money. If you're not ready and you think you're ready and you think you know it all, I got news for you. These dealers are trained assassins. They'll take you apart. They'll charge you a lot more money for a car, and you'll be paying a long time for it. I guarantee you.
Well, I know that knowledge is power, and I think that people, I wonder if they're aware, Randy, maybe you can share with us just a little bit about the rebates that are available on new cars. Sometimes a dealer might try to hide those or work them into his deal so he gets the rebate back and you don't know anything about it. But can they find that online?
Go online to the manufacturer, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, and they'll post what the rebates are. And a lot of the rebates go directly to the dealer, and they don't offer it to the customer. So lots of times these dealers got $3,000 to $6,000 on the backside. Of course, they're not going to tell you about that because they swallow that money. And their prices will get a little cheap there because they know they got that back money made. But the reason they put rebates on there because they're not selling fast enough, market's not good enough. So that's something to be aware of and be prepared because they want your business. They're searching for business. They need your business. So be ready and get your credit all lined up, get your loan lined up. And then when you go in there, you'll be prepared to buy what you can afford.
Check and see, I guess, if you're a student teacher or military or some other kind of rebate that you might not even think about up front.
Definitely. The military's right now is big on getting a rebate, and they deserve it. I want them to take it. But the dealer will also swallow it if you don't know about it. They love taking that money. And if you don't know about it and you haven't researched it, they're ready to make a whole lot of money on you when you walk in that door.
Let me take just a minute and say thank you to you veterans out there. You folks that are plowing the field every day, you folks that are out fighting the war for us and keeping the country safe, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the things that you're doing. And I know that God's got his eye on you. May he protect you every minute that you serve this country and continue your love for it.
And the policemen and the firemen.
Amen.
I feel sorry for both of them because I tell you what, it seems like our government's lost respect for them, and I respect them, and I love them, and I tell you what, they're doing a job a lot of people don't want to do or not qualified to do. And I tell you, where are we going to get policemen in the near future if we don't take care of them and respect them and our government doesn't start standing behind them? We need them. I guarantee you this would be wild, wild west without them. How'd you like to have a fire and nobody show up? That wouldn't be no fun. How about, you know, the policemen are undermanned right now. San Antonio has 100 less policemen than they're supposed to have. And I tell you what, that's scary to think about.
Randy, I think you've hit on a real nerve there. I have to tell you, the way the country is looking at the police, I don't know that I would want to willingly sign up to be a policeman or a fireman either. But you guys are very, very valuable, and I pray that it doesn't get to your heart when they start talking down at you.
I guarantee you, you know, you're right, because I'm afraid that they're going to disrespect them so much that nobody want to be a policeman. They're going to tie their hands so much that they can't do anything. They're doing the best job they can do because, I mean, there's some crazy people out there, and we've lost respect for others. When did we lose respect? Is it television? Did our children lose respect because of television? Has television harmed us so bad that we don't have to show respect and not enjoy people's company and help them out, love them, care for them, serve them? What happened to teamwork? What happened to loving everybody, no matter who they are, what color they are? You know, we've changed our thinking in this country in the last 6 years, and we need to get it turned back around and take the love and joy that Lord Jesus Christ has given us and spread it out to others and not be the way that we are. Where has it come that everybody has to be offended? It seemed like years ago you couldn't hardly offend anybody, and now everybody's looking for a reason to be offended. This is the way it is, and it shouldn't be. Oh, I deserve more. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. What has happened to our country? Man, I never thought we'd be this way, and we've got this way. We've got we're at a point that we don't show any respect, any love, any kindness to anybody. It's all me, 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 self, self, self. And we need to get out and reach out and love others and care for others and help others. And that's the Lord's put it on my heart to help people learn how to buy and sell. And it isn't much, in my opinion, to give back to something that the Lord's blessed me so awesome with. And that's what I want to do with you. Have you prepared? Answer your questions. Tell you what your trade-in's worth. Help you find the best interest rate. Help you find everything that you need in your life to make you happy and comfortable. You know, we don't have to have the biggest, finest, greatest car to get around transportation. The people that are just the best kind of car is a paid-for car, not a car that has got you strangled, got you in jail, making the huge payments and fear that somebody will pick it up. I had a friend of mine the other day. He was worried about them picking up his car. He was so afraid. He was hiding everywhere he went. I said, I got news for you. They got a GPS, and they know where you're parking it. And they found it, and they picked it up and took it away from him.
Well, Randy, I think we've covered a whole bunch of subjects here. I think that once we get back under one nation of God, I think that it's going to be we're going to go back to some sense of sanity. But we're acting a little insane. The world's an insane asylum, and the inmates are in charge. But let's go back to cars. One of the tricks I think that the car dealers use, or car salesmen specifically use, is they like to flash an invoice in front of you and say, you're paying invoice prices. I think there's a little scammy stuff going on in that.
Well, they get 2 to 3% back from the manufacturers anyway. That's on all the cars from the invoice. But also, most of the time when they're doing that, they got the rebates going back to the dealer. And a lot of them are steer-stepped where they sell a whole lot of cars. They're subject to get $5,000 and $6,000 back per car. They start out with $1,000 back. And the more they sell, it gets up to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, and I've seen it up as $5,000 and $6,000. So, yes, they want to throw that invoice out. Yes, they want to get it, but they also got that 2 or 3% and the bonuses coming from the factory. So, but shop, shop, shop. If one of them's doing that, all's doing it. One time I was in Barrett Jackson at the antique sale, and I was having lunch, and there was a large table at there, and I got to talking to one of the Chevrolet dealers there, and he said, hey, we all price an invoice out here. They start at invoice. They don't even go by window sticker. So you can imagine in Phoenix, of course, there was 13 Chevrolet dealers there at their time, you know. They're all starting at invoice and trying to get people in, trying to sucker them in, trying to get all the money. But if one dealer will do it, they all got it.
They used to say, Randy, that statistics never lie. Statisticians do. And I know that the dealership can make all of the numbers say whatever they want to.
Well, that's part of the foursquare that we were talking on an earlier show. They sell you on what you want to be sold on, and then the other three departments make the money. And, you know, and you thinking you're getting all the money on your trade, and you're not, or you think you're getting the best price, and then they add money to your interest rate, or they add money to your trade. They make money everywhere they get an opportunity. So if you don't, if you're not prepared and you walk in there, they'll make a whole lot of money on you.
Randy, if I was going to buy a used car, I'm going to suppose, and maybe this is, I don't know, arrogant or whatever, but I'm going to suppose that that used car dealer on those units don't know a whole lot more than the buyer, seeing as how a lot of them come through an auction.
Well, there's auction, there's trade, there's all kinds of stuff. And lots of times the salesman won't take enough time to look at a car and see and check it out. You know, they should be on top of that car knowing exactly what it is, but they don't. Salesmen have got lazy. It's hard to find good salesmen, really hard. So, you know, you just got to check it out yourself. Make sure that car is a good one. Know a body shop man. Know a mechanic. Know what to look for. Take your time at looking. I tell you, I've seen a lot of women that know how to pick a car to death and know exactly what to look for and how to do it. So, I mean, you can learn too. This process is easy and you can do it. We want you to know. We want you to learn. Anybody can do it. Take control of your thoughts. Take control of your actions. And make sure you're purchasing that car, a good car, at a fair price. We want to make money. We just don't want them to rip you off.
I know that a lot of people look at the CarMax as 100% accurate, and we know that it's probably not. But it sure is a good start at doing our homework, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the Internet that you can check out, and you need to in order to make a wise purchase. Don't just take your gut feeling and going, because it can cost you a lot of money. Our cars can devalue real quick. There's a lot of cars going to pick and pull in the junkyards at $200 and $300. And those were new cars a few years back. I was looking at a new Cadillac several years ago, and the man at the dealership said, "Man, you need to buy this car." I said, "I am going to buy this car whenever it's $5,000. He said, "It's $50,000 right now." I said, "Yeah, but in a few years, it'll be $5,000.
Randy, you're a smart buyer. And as we think about that thing and inspecting it, if I'm going to do a trade-in, what kind of, if I'm going to take a car to you or to anybody else, well, we'll make it anybody else, what small cosmetic things should I dress up on it to make it more appealing?
Well, just get it clean, shine it up, use a little elbow grease, you know, if it needs to be, if you need the seat fixed, get the seat fixed. There's upholstery people out. There's windshield people out. I've got some people I use for windshields. But just spend a little time and effort. It's a big savings. It's money in your pocket. The better you can make it look. And also, the dealer don't have to spend any money. They're subject to give you.
Can I negotiate online? And then when I get there, if I do my negotiations online, won't it save me 3 or 4 hours in a salesman's lot sitting down talking about things? If I could just walk in, do the paperwork, and walk out with the car after I've done everything else?
We've got a process that we're putting in effect right now where we buy cars for people. It starts at $399. We do the whole process. We get the car at the best price. We get them the best interest rate. We get them the best for their trade. And then they walk in, sign the papers, and walk out. But, yes, you can do the same process with the Internet. Shop price, shop price, shop price. Check and see if the car's been in an accident or not. Not that it hurts it, but you can't give top money for it. And you don't know what the market is on the car. We had some people lately that's going to learntobuyandsellcars.com there in San Antonio, our San Antonio show, and they're putting the car they're wanting to buy off an individual in that process and describing it, and we're making offers on the car so they'll know about what the car should be worth or what it should be bringing. So we'll put the figure out there, and if you like it, you can go ahead and do whatever you want with it.
Randy, you got any pet peeves in life? I got a few. One of them is this mentality when somebody says, "We'll match prices. We're not going to give you the best price up front. We're going to match it." So I'm going to go shopping around. I'm going to go find another store to buy something in, whether it's a car or a television. And they'll say, "Well, we'll sell you this model, this make, this everything that you want for X price." Why would I go back to the first guy and say, "Can you match that price? Because I would rather buy it from you." I want to get it from the guy that offered me the best price up front.
Well, when a customer's leaving, I always give them the best price.
I know you do.
And they can go shop it. They can do what they want to. If they beat it, they beat it. They don't. But here's the key to me. Is that I can wholesale. I've been the top rated wholesaler the last 45 years in San Antonio auction, the biggest auction around. So when somebody offers me way too low for a car, I can go sell the car at the auction. We sell on OVE, which is dealer to dealer around the United States. We sold over 300 cars there, and people not looking at them. They're in a different state. different town. We sold the cars. We didn't have to buy any of them back. So we try to describe them right. We try to be fair. And that's the key. I mean, we can wholesale the car, and but the other dealers don't have the avenues and the knowledge we have. So sometimes you can sneak up on a better bargain with somebody else because they don't have that wisdom. They don't have that favor. They don't know. They haven't been living the market, and we have. And that's why I had a guy make me an offer on a truck the other day. He offered $11,000. I took it to San Antonio auction. The truck brought $12,300. I knew it'd sell for $12,300. My salesman wasn't happy. He thought, man, why are you going to take the auction? I could have got $11,000 for the truck. I said, the truck will bring more than that. No, it won't. And it did, because I know the market, you know. And we got places. Just like if you have something to sell, I'll step up there on certain units because I have places to go with that stuff. So I can sell that unit for all the money. And there's areas right now that need certain units. We've shipped all over the United States recently. Sent a regular cab 6 months ago to a regular cab Chevrolet Longbed downtown New York. That surprised me that they would want to buy. And it was to get it downtown. Nobody wants to go across the bridge. But anyway, to get it downtown cost the guy $1,400. So he bought the truck and then had it shipped to him. And it cost him $1,400 to get there. That's how bad he needed that truck. He had it sold. So there's a lot of opportunity out there for everybody.
Boy, I believe that, Randy. I believe that. Well, I think that, why don't you give us that phone number again, how to get a hold of you?
It's 830-625-7159. Or you can email us at learntobuyandsellcars.com. And, of course, if you have any questions for Corpus Christi, Steve would love to have you email him at
steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. And one more time, steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Love to hear from you.
Thank you, KKTX. They're a great radio station. They're 1360 AM. They've got a lot of information. These people want to help you. They want to educate you. They want you to know what's going on in the world. They've got great programming here. I've listened to it. And I've even listened to my own iHeart in San Antonio. This station doesn't quite carry to San Antonio, so I go to iHeart Radio, and I listen to our show on my telephone, my iPhone, and it's so much fun. And you can go to iHeart and look up our previous shows. If you missed a show and you'd like to listen to us, you can go to iHeart Radio and listen from your iPad or your iPhone to one of our previous shows. So KKTX is a great station. Tell them how great they are and how wonderful they're helping the community and how much you're enjoying our show. We had an email last week from a lady that emailed them to keep us on, and I appreciate that email. Keep the cards and letters coming in. We love you out there. We'd love to train you any way that we can help you make a better purchase, and we want to help you be a better person. I've had the desire to be the best person I can be, and that's what I want the best for you. I want the best for everybody. You know, when you love people is when you want the best for everybody. Whenever you're having a problem with someone and you don't want good things to happen, you still got an issue with that person. But if you want the best to happen for them, the best situations, and you want to help them, you're over it. That situation's gone. One of my big testimonies in my life is unforgiveness, and I had plenty of it. But let me tell you, the more you forgive people, the more God will give you love for others. That has worked in my life, proven in my life, and I wanted to help you. If you've got an issue with somebody, they're the ones that don't even know it and don't even care. You're the one that's suffering if you've got a problem with somebody. Get over that problem so you feel good. I had a guy that had a 20-year habit of drinking a quart of whiskey a day. I mean, this was killing him and his liver. And he said, I want what my daughter has. And I said, your daughter got Jesus Christ. She's saved and she's off of drugs. He said, well, I want off alcohol. I said, first off, you got to forgive your dad because you got an issue with him, and forgive your son-in-law that you've got an issue with him. And I said, let's go get your son-in-law. Let's see if he's miserable about you. And he said, he ain't. He's happy. I said, well, you're the one suffering. Won't you forgive him so you can get happy? And he finally did. He got rid of the habit. 99% of addictions in this world are due to unforgiveness to mother, father, or spouse. Now take that to your buying habits. What's causing you to buy the way you buy? What decisions are you making? What controls your thoughts? What bounds you up? Pride, selfishness, or is it you've got a problem with somebody? If you've got a problem with somebody, sometimes they control your thoughts. You can't make a clear decision. Get rid of all that anger. And I had plenty of anger. I'm talking from experience. Get rid of that anger and love people and forgive them. And hey, you're not going to change them. And they don't even know you got a problem. You're the one with a problem, and they're happy, and they're going to do their own thing. So forgive them and go on so you can have a clear head to make the right decisions on what you're buying. Don't try to let keeping up with the Joneses. Take the pride out. Take the greed out and make wise decisions. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. Follow our easy process on how to buy. And if you've got a car for sale, follow our easy process of describing the car, and we'll buy it from you, or you can sell it to your friend, neighbor, or friend.
Well, the Bible tells us the one who loves wisdom loves life. And the one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. Randy, all of the stuff that you're giving us is really helping us. But I was talking about pet peeves a little while ago. Let's get back to one of yours. I'm a youngster. I'm excited. I'm going to get a couple bucks back on my tax return. I'm going down to spend it now so I can get that car now.
Well, don't do it. Rapid refund, because it's 120% interest. Wait on your money. Cash is king. You can buy a better car. The more cash you got, you can get closer to paying it off. And the best car there is on the road is a paid-for car. And make sure if you have that title in your hand and you need money, sell the car. Do something. Don't take it a title loan place or 330% interest. You can't overcome that. You borrow $5,000. You owe 930 days. You just borrowed $5,000. Now you owe $900. You owe one fifth of it back in 90 days, and you pay it back in 25 months. You pay back $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. Don't take your title to a title loan people. You can't overcome it. Nobody can overcome it. They won't give you the full amount for your car. Go sell your car. Go to my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. We'll make you an offer on the car. You know what it's worth. Sell it to a friend. Sell it to a coworker. Do something with it. Tend to your business, get you cheap transportation. That way you won't make 7 or 8 payments more than you borrowed back to them and lose your car. We want you riding in comfort and not bound up or in jail because you owe too much money.
Randy, a subject you and I haven't broached yet, and this is kind of a brand new one. Tell me what you think about Kelley Blue Book. Or similar types of books, NADA books, any of them.
Well, they can't keep up with the market. This market changes so fast. You let the gasoline go up. I've seen Priuses jump up 3,000 and 4,000 in a week. I've seen them drop 2,000 in a week. The market always drops October 1st every year. It's about to slow down. So these books are printed in a month in advance. So they can't keep up with the market. And all they're doing is taking auction reports and report them. Guess what? This week, units jumped up $1,000. Good units. Not the buy here, pay here units, but I'm talking about the units that are 7,000 to 12,000 with good miles on them, clean cars. They jumped up at least $1,000. So what we've had a market that's jumped up the last week or 10 days, and the books can't keep up with it. We are looking at a process of putting in there that'll give you a market report on my auction site. That way you can say, this is what dealers are paying for cars, and I need to give them a little profit. I don't need to get ripped off. I don't need to pay too much. I need to give them fair market. We want you to pay them a profit. What is fair, what the market really is. And if you go to our website, we're on the market. We live, eat, and breathe this market. We're on it every day except for Sunday. And I mean, I work Saturdays. I'm buying and selling Saturdays. So we work 6 days a week on this market. So we know the market. The book can't keep up with the market. It's a good guideline for banks and credit unions. Yes, they need it, but it won't stay up on it. And it don't know the condition of the car. That's an average condition of the car. nicer cars bring more than NADA Kelley Blue Book's the highest one, and rough cars bring nowhere near what that book says. So you've got to use the judgment, because that's a just a average price. If you've got a rough car, they're not worth the money. If you got a real nice car, it's worth more than the book.
Isn't that what insurance companies use, though, to decide the value of an automobile? If you wreck yours, or they're going to pay off something? Or let's say that you total your six-year-old Mercedes. Aren't they going to use Kelley Blue Book to do that?
Insurance companies irritate me. That's my pet
peeve. Oh, you glad we found it.
You touched on mine. Their theory is pay, 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 pay. And when it's their time, they say no, 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 no. And I don't think they're fair. And they don't know what a clean car is or not. I mean, I've seen cars with 150,000 miles that people have taken care of, and they got a lot of life for, and somebody hits them, and they don't want to give them nothing for it. And I tell those people, you know, I work with these people. I tell them, hey, make them replace it with as good a car as you had, and not give you one. Go out there and find one with less miles than you have, but as good a condition, because you take care of a car. But no, these insurance companies will beat you up. They'll try everything. They're trained. Here we go again. They're trained not to pay. They're trained to beat you up. They're trained to look at a book, and they don't know what the market is. These insurance companies, all they're out is to gather all the money they can and not pay you back what your car's worth. We have a tough time with insurance companies, and they look for a reason not to pay. They look for a reason to put cheap parts on your car. They're starting to beat up body shops. I was looking at buying a body shop not long ago, and I got to looking and talking to the insurance companies. They're looking for reasons not to pay. They're looking for a reason to put cheap parts on your car. You're paying full pop for insurance, and they're wanting to put cut-rate parts on your car. These insurance companies are not as good as they used to be. They're out to make all the money they can. They're not fair. They're not treating us right, and I'm having a difficult time with them, because all they say is pay, pay, pay. And when it's their time, no, no, no.
Well, Randy, how do you negotiate with them? How do you get them back?
They threaten to go get you a lawyer. Go do this, go do that. Lots of times I give people homework. I tell them, all right, go find ones and find the retail prices on them and go tell them. Well, they'll say, that's retail. That's not wholesale. We're paying wholesale. Why don't they state that in their policy? You know, they pump you up when you're buying the policy. They're like the title loan people. They don't tell you all the truth, you know. And then when it's time, oh, well, this is what your car's worth. That's below wholesale. Well, that's what your car's worth. It's book price. Book price, don't know. And good, clean cars are hard to find. We need them. I need them. I'll take all of them I get. I had a guy tell me the other day. He said, I know where 100 clean cars are out of state. I said, I'll take them all. He said, you'll take them all? I said, I'll take them all. We need them. There's not enough clean cars around. If you've got a nice car, you take care of it, it's worth the money. That's why you need to take care of your cars. You need the maintenance. You need to wash it. You need to wax it. If it needs anything fixed, fix it, because it's worth more money. It's your money. It's your hard-earned money. You own that car. Take a little pride in what you own. Fix it up. Clean it up. Take care of it, because it's your investment, what you're spending on the money. So take care of it. The problem is, read your insurance policy real well and take the time and make them explain it. These insurance agents are just like F&I people at new car dealers. They'll skip over some parts that they shouldn't skip over to. But, boy, the body shops are having a fit with insurance companies. That's why so many of them have gone to restoring old cars and working on individuals' cars, because they're tired of fooling with insurance companies.
What about this company that says, hey, if you pay a little bit extra, we will give you back a replacement vehicle that's a year newer and it's got less miles on it?
Well, it's because odds are you're not going to be in a wreck. Odds are they're not going to have to pay it off. And they get enough people to do that, they make a lot of money in that situation. When first off, you're paying a rate where you should get that already.
Amen.
You know, I mean, Amen. Insurance is not cheap, but Amen. When you're looking at what some of these people pay and what they get back, they paid a friend of mine $3,000 for her car, and she'd been paying $700 a year forever. I mean, $700 a year forever, you know?
I'd give anything if that's all we paid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but she didn't have much car. Oh. You know, she had a nice, clean, low mileage car. But, you know, and I'm talking about all she was paying was liability. She wasn't paying, but somebody else hit her. And she had to fight to get any money out of them. These insurance companies are trained not to pay.
Wow. Well, tell me about CarMax.
Well, we love them. We tell the customer, go get an offer from CarMax and bring it to us, and we'll beat it. We beat it 9 out of 10 times. We love them. And I guarantee you their overhead's $1.5 million a month. How'd you like to have that stare at you every month? They have to make $1.5 million a month just to start to making any money. But that's just part of it, you know. So if you want to sell us a car, take it to CarMax and then give us an opportunity. We beat them 9 out of 10 times. And if they make a mistake, and they do make mistakes, let them have it. We'll tell them. And I told a lady to take her car over there the other day. She bought a car for her boyfriend. That was a mistake. They were going to get married. She found out what a rat he was. And he went off and bought a car that was $10,000 too much. She took it back to the BMW store in San Antonio, and they wanted to give her $12,500 less than she bought it for 3 months ago and 2,000 miles. And wow. I tell you, that's not right. They mistreated that lady. And just because she fell in love, that was a bad situation for her. I feel sorry for her. And so, you know, be prepared to take a loss. Well, we've got about a minute left, Steve. What do you got to say to close this great show today in this great community?
I think that wisdom is something worth searching for. The Bible says it's better than gold and better than silver, and you've given us a great deal of it. I want to just pronounce kind of a blessing on Corpus Christi. I pray that God blesses you in a special way, that God touches your heart, and it causes you to prosper in everything that you put your hand to. May you come to know Jesus in a very, very special way. I'm from Bridgeway Church, Rodfield Road, 3202, and I think you're going to enjoy us. We're just a little bit south of Saratoga on the left-hand side as you're going south. God bless you. Randy, tell us a little bit more about you and give us a blessing on the
God
way out.
God bless you. It's the end of the show. We love you. Tune in to us next week at KKTX 1360 AM. We love you, San Antonio. Listen to us in San Antonio also on KTSA 550 AM. God bless you. We love you, Corpus Christi. And everybody, come back when you stay longer and listen longer. God bless you. Goodbye.